This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Let's bring up the next verse, verse 21. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons, his grandsons, and worshiped as he leaned on top of his staff. I'm convinced that grandparents have a unique opportunity of blessing with those people that are called grandchildren. I really believe that, that a grandparent has a unique opportunity that mom and dad don't have to be a blessing and to speak a blessing. And I want to tell you today that you have the authority of God, not my authority, but the authority of God as a grandparent to speak blessing, to speak authoritatively upon God's favor upon a grandson or granddaughter. You have that God-given authority to do that. You don't have to be ordained to do that. You have to be a believer in Jesus Christ who happens, and you believe that God has power to work in people's lives. That's the criteria in my mind. You know, the older you get, spiritual reality will become more visible to you. There's a passage in here that talks about seeing the invisible. I remember telling you a story about a grandfather and grandson sitting on a dock fishing by a lake. The grandson, 6-7 years of age, asking his grandfather one question after another. How does lightning come about? Where does thunder come from? All the things that maybe a grandson would ask a grandfather. And then right out of the blue, the grandson asked this question, "Grandpa, does anyone ever see God? Grandpa, does anyone ever see God?" And I love the answer this grandfather gave his grandson. He said, "Son, it's getting to the place where I don't see anything else. It's getting to the place where I don't see anything else. The older you get, the more you see the invisible." That's what it means in this passage, that Moses was able to see the invisible. He was able to see the hand of God in ways that he didn't see as a younger man. He was able to see the invisible. Twice in this passage, I'm not going to call up the verses, but twice in this passage, I find this intriguing. There's a phrase that said that people were not afraid of the king's anger. Moses' parents and Moses himself were not afraid of the king's wrath. Whose wrath or anger are you afraid of? Ever thought about that? I know people who have told me over the years, I mean, just generically, well, I've learned that I don't go crossways with him or her because all hell breaks loose. I've learned I just don't make them mad. And they live in fear of that person's anger. And people use anger to justify bad behavior, number one. Have you ever noticed that people use anger to justify bad behavior? Well, I've got an excuse. I was just so mad, and that's the reason I went haywire. I was angry, so therefore you should accept that. That's justification for what I did based on my anger. And we all do that. You've done that and so have I. But also we use anger to control people. Does anybody use anger to control you? And do you use anger to control anybody's life and you know that they're afraid of your anger? And I find it interesting psychologically that twice in this passage, Moses' parents and Moses did not fear the king's wrath or the king's anger. They weren't controlled by it, is what that means. Let's read about Moses again. Verse 24, if we could bring up 24. By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin. For a short time, he regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.